These moods were common among intellectuals, but in fact, even working class writers who I've introduced before were affected by these contradictory moods, these anxieties and hopes. For example, one worker poet expressed a rather common sentiment when he said he was living in his words, the depths of melancholy, longing, and emptiness, but also that he was certain that the miracle of goodness would bring a new world free of suffering and oppression. Very similar to the, and parallel to the same sort of spiritual searching for meaning and hope in the face of despair. We see the same thing in the visual arts. And the best example of this is in the work, again, of Kazimir Malevich. Consider, to give the essence of this, two characteristic images, both painted just on the eve of the war. The most famous is a painting called Black Square, which he painted repeatedly on the eve of the war and after. It functioned in many ways like an icon itself, though it was nothing more than a black square on a white background. Here was, in Malevich's eyes and in those of many who went and saw this painting, a window into that other world that everybody was seeking beyond matter and reason. Here was a space that was like an icon that contained the presence of some greater power beyond the everyday worldly powers and reasoning. And in fact, this way in which this painting, this simple painting of a black square on a white background, was seen to be as powerful as an icon can be seen in Malevich's own view when he set up this famous exhibition that I mentioned before of his paintings in 1915 in Petrograd. Well, the paintings had been mostly done just before the war, and he took the black square and he placed it in the corner, the upper corner of the room, the same place where a traditional believer would place an icon. It was, to him, an icon with the same sorts of power, the same way of suggesting how one could find deeper, more secret, more mysterious truths through images such as this, like an icon. Perhaps even more telling is that he repeatedly came back to the image of the cross. And crosses appear in his paintings, they appear in other people's paintings, they appear in poetry of the time, in stories of the time. The image of the cross was extremely central to this religious renaissance. For Malevich, the cross, indeed for many and most Russians at the time, the cross, obviously an echo of Golgotha, of the place where Christ was crucified, was to him and to so many a symbol of the central contradiction of life itself, and certainly of the Russian situation on the eve of the war. Profound suffering, profound crisis, but also the promise of redemption, even resurrection. This is what the cross was meant to symbolize, both suffering and the promise of solution. Malevich also, like many paintings of the painters of the time, used colors in a symbolic way, especially in these crosses. In fact, all colors on an icon were meant to be symbolic. Each one, a viewer knew the special and secret meanings of iconic colors. And the same is true for Malevich's paintings. Above all, he favored two colors that are central to Russian culture in many ways, red and black. Red is the symbol of suffering, of Christ's blood, but it's also the symbol of salvation and indeed of beauty. The Russian word red is also the Russian word for beauty in Old Russian. And black, a symbol of darkness, of emptiness, but also a symbol of openness, of potential, of possibility. And again, we see in these visual images the sort of characteristic ambiguity that characterizes this whole religious renaissance and in some ways the whole situation of Russia on the eve of the war. This ambiguity that one sees here, even in a simple painting of a cross or of a black square, suited the times well. The religious renaissance that I've been describing of these years was about finding meaning, preferably certain meaning, answers to the problems of life in general, of which there were many, and certainly the problems of Russian life. But it was also, this religious renaissance, was also an expression, as you've seen, of feeling, and indeed a contradictory feeling, of desire and hope for escape from the hardships of life, desire for salvation, but also an expression of longing and emptiness and fear and suffering. Feelings that gave meaning to the world, but did not necessarily give certainty about where the world was heading. And of course, the way so many Russians at the time talked about apocalypse was characteristic. A coming catastrophe, an apocalypse, seemed certain to so many Russians in all classes. Whether this apocalypse would be followed, as the Christian apocalypse should be, by redemption and salvation was not so sure. Next time, we'll talk about a time in which many believed the apocalypse had indeed come. The horrors of World War I and the upheavals that brought down the monarchy and indeed so much of the old order of Russia.